You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manteen, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide, at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned in to a new episode of Sadder Star Emo Radio Show. And I feel like today's episode is pretty stacked. I'm going to be playing things that fit into a lot of different sounds that can be considered as emo, and also playing emo across several different kinds of eras. New bands, old bands, medium old bands, etc. I'm going to start out today with one of the very best to ever do it, Boilermaker. I feel like I haven't played them on the show in a while, so I'm going to play one of my very favorite songs by them off of their 1996 album, In Wallace's Shadow. This is Breach by Boilermaker, and you're tuned in to Sadder Star on X-Ray FM.
The ceiling's low.
Hello, you are still tuned in to Satterstar, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. And you just heard a bunch of songs, starting out the hour with Breach by Boilermaker. After that was a band called Sorry About Dresden. That track was called What the Sea Left Behind Part 2. And that band was fronted actually by Connor Oberst's brother, Matt. They're definitely more of like a college indie rock kind of band with like a Saddle Creek Records kind of sound, but I really like that song. It's pretty catchy. After that, you heard a random little Swedish emo block, starting with Sweela Loon. That track was called Utter Silence Is Fragile off their album Quiet Pull the Strings. And after that was Far Apart with their track Competitive Excuse off of their split with the John Doe Band. And I feel like Far Apart is a pretty overhyped indie emo band. They have like a very, sought after 7-inch with a few songs, and are more commonly known for their song Hazel. But I feel like that song, Competitive Excuse, is also very, very good. After that, you heard Mustafamon, an old Portland band from the early 2000s. That track was called Flammable Dreams for a Culture of Nightmares off of their self-titled 7-inch. Truly an insane band, insane song, insane 7-inch. Both of those songs are really, really good. And if anyone happens to be listening to X-Ray right now here in Portland and was in Mustafamon or saw them back in the day, they're awesome, and shout out to that band. After that was Excitebike with a track If and Only If. They were from Virginia and only released one perfect 5-song CD in 2000. And then you just heard Tough Guy Older Brother S-Word by 1994 off their album Thank You Arms and Fingers, released in 2009, I think. They were a pretty amazing mathy two-piece from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, around like the late 2000s to mid 2010s, and just announced today that they are playing Two Piece Fest in Philly, which is their first show in over a decade. I'm not gonna go to that, but I'm super excited to see where that goes, if they're making more music, they're gonna tour, maybe they'll play the West Coast somewhere. I saw them in 2011 at Backspace with Snowing, Algernon Cadwallader, Duckle Brother Duck, and Lee Corey Oswald. Possibly saw them another time, but that's definitely was a very memorable show to them, or to me. And just had to throw that out there. That was a very special moment in Portland's music scene. Backspace, RIP, that whole scene was really awesome and adjacent to like Laughing Horse Books. So if you saw that show, also shout out to you as well. I'm doing a lot of shout outs here. 1994, super excited to see where they go in the year 2026. Coming up next, you're gonna hear a track called The Collapse by a Japanese screamo band, Soccer, who I just saw them play last week at Ethos Music Center, which is right down the street from here at X-Ray. It's so cool to get a band all the way from Tokyo, Japan, that is like smaller but also so niche, playing like emo or screamo, that came all the way here in Portland when we have a relatively small scene for that kind of music. I just feel pretty stoked that they played here, and they were really, really awesome. Japanese screamo in general is really awesome and inspiring to listen to and see live when you're able to, because it's so rare. This is off of their latest album, which was released last year, actually, called Internet. Again, this track is called The Collapse by Soccer. Thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar.
Yeah!
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM in Portland. You just heard a track called D-Wing 1 by Cedar of Lebanon, who are a mid-90s emo band from Houston, Texas. That track was released on a very good and lesser-known emo and hardcore compilation titled There Is a Light. And before that, you heard Al Riska, I think, by a band called Situation at 1200, and that band from New Jersey and featured members of another like more obscure emo band called My Favorite Citizen, and only released one CD and a demo, and they're really good. Before that was There Won't Be A My Life by Turkish screamo band from the mid-2000s called Noisy Sins of the Insect. I realized that this episode is like very international, played a lot of different bands from all over the world. Turkish screamo especially is very interesting. Don't think I've ever heard another band within the same genre who is from Turkey. And yeah, really good stuff. That was actually off of a split with a Malaysian screamo band called Daila. And before that was Colored Procrastination by Glasscraft, who was a pretty mysterious to me 90s emo band from, I think, Southern California. The opening riff of that track is copied exactly from another song of the same like genre and time period, but I can't picture who it's from, possibly the band Shroom Union. Yeah, but it's like an exact copy, which is really interesting that they did that. Again, that was Glasscraft. And before that was Private Ion by a UK emo band, Jupiter Lander, who were from 2007 and were heavily influenced by the mid-90s emo and only released a lone 7-inch. But it's really surprising that it's from the mid-2000s, I think, because it sounds super, super 90s. Every time I listen to that band, I'm really, like, blown away. They represent my personal favorite style of this genre of emo. I just really love their music. And before that, we started off that little block with a Japanese band, Soccer, that I just said just played in Portland a few days ago. And we're gonna wrap up today's episode with an early track by Karate off of their split with a band called The Loon. This was released in 1996, and this track you're about to hear is called The Schwinn. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sadder Star. Take care. This is Karate.
Down miles and